Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 46 degrees on Valentine's Day here at 6:30. Oklahoma's new governor is expected to approve a gun law blocked by his predecessor.
Former Governor Mary Follin vetoed the constitutional carry bill last year. It would allow adults to carry a gun without a background check or training. The Republican rejected the measure because of objections from law enforcement, plus her own concerns. But new Governor Kevin Stitt, also a Republican, is expected to sign the bill once it reaches his desk. The state House approved it in a 70-30 vote Wednesday, and now goes to the Senate, where it also has plenty of support. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A Wichita church was broken into and its contents ransacked. It happened Tuesday night at the Westside Baptist Church in the 300 block of South Seneca. Pastor Shane Creech tells KSN News he got a call that the church alarm was going off.
I knew that the scouts were here, and sometimes the kids kind of get a little bit carried away, and sometimes they set the alarm off, so I just made that assumption and told them to cancel the call.
Pastor Creech later learned someone else had gotten into the building and created a pretty good mess. Wires were pulled from sound equipment, photos, and a Bible were damaged. The church is looking at adding to its security.
A top election official has told Kansas lawmakers a database that checks if voters are registered in multiple states has not been used since 2017.
And it won't be used again this year. Kansas Election Director Brian Caskey said Tuesday his office, under former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, also chose not to make $20,000 in security upgrades to the Interstate Voter Registration Cross-Check Program it administers. Caskey told the House Elections Committee that Secretary of State Scott Schwab has ordered a review of Cross-Check to determine whether to entirely abandon it. Cross-Check is designed to clean voter records and prevent voter fraud, but has drawn criticism for its high error rate and lax security. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Recently, Kansas's new governor referenced a 100% annual turnover rate in entry-level Kansas Department of Transportation equipment operators. KSN News spoke with KDOT Public Affairs Manager Tom Hine, who says KDOT is facing staffing issues.
Oftentimes, we'll bring in new people, we'll train them, they get a commercial driver's license, and then they'll go to a higher-paying job.
The pay for an entry-level equipment operator is $13.33 an hour. Hine says KDOT is hiring, and 14 equipment operator trainee positions are in Wichita, and a total of 33 openings in South Central Kansas.
After a three-year investigation, dozens of gang members have been indicted and arrested in a massive takedown in Los Angeles.
45 members of the Vineland Boys were indicted. Wednesday morning, 25 of them were arrested. LA U.S. Attorney Nicola Hanna says many were charged with racketeering. Others were charged with assault or gun and drug trafficking.
The indictment also alleges that one of the defendants manufactured ghost guns, untraceable AR-15 type weapons.
11 members of the F-13 gang were also arrested. FBI Assistant Director in L.A., Paul Delacourt, says 16 others indicted were already in custody on other charges.
Florencia 13 gang members operate over 3 square miles of South Los Angeles. The gang is controlled by the Mexican Mafia.
They're accused of racketeering, drug trafficking, and attempted murder. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A warning to people looking for love on Valentine's Day. Beware of Cupid criminals.
The government says romance scams have surged, creating more losses than any other form of consumer fraud last year. The FTC reporting the number of scams jumped from 8,500 in 2015 to more than 21,000 in 2018. Victims bilked out of $143 million last year alone. Criminals typically seek out lonely souls online, using phony profiles on social media and dating sites to gain their trust and eventually their money. People between 40 and 69 years old were duped the most, while people 70 and older paid out the most. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. One more warm weather day before another cold air mass starts to make its way in this afternoon and this evening, leading to another winter storm system. By mid-afternoon, we could hit 62 with gusty winds turning to the north, a chance of sleet and freezing rain towards morning with a low 23, and occasional snow early tomorrow, Friday's high 28. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 46 degrees, southwest wind at 10 miles per hour. 633, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Well, Hal, what do you think about that forecast there, Ted? Pretty nice for tomorrow, huh?
Wow. Here comes winter.
Here comes winter right back again. Probably hang around for a few days, and then nice days, and then some more. It goes up and down this time of year. It's Kansas weather. It's a cliche, but there it is. Today is February 14th, of course, Valentine's Day 2019. On this date, in 1876, inventors Alexander Graham Bell and Elisha Gray applied separately for patents related to the telephone. I didn't know this. The U.S. Supreme Court eventually ruled Bell the rightful inventor.
Yeah.
It went all the way to the Supreme Court? I did not know that. Alexander Graham Bell. Of course, up until a few years ago.
We don't remember Mr. Gray very much.
No, we do not.
Falling short in that court case.
We don't. But Alexander Graham Bell, until just a few years ago, Bell was a telephone company.
Yeah.
Southwestern Bell, all the Bells were out there. And then what, lumped them all together and made AT&T or something. I don't know how it worked. But now Alexander Graham Bell, he supposedly was testing his equipment in one room, and he spilled something, and he said, "Watson, come in here. I want you," over the phone.
Watson heard him. And Watson, over the wireless.
Yeah. Watson looked at the phone, thought it was probably a robocall, and said, "Bite me," and then he went.
Is that how that all went down?
No, it didn't go that way. If telephones have come a long way, though, haven't they? Man, you can get anything.
Now we all have one in our pockets.
We do.
Yep.
Authorities in Massachusetts say a man hauled in a giant tuna out of season and then dumped the headless 400-pound carcass of the fish in the woods. The Salem News reports Harold Wentworth pleaded guilty this week to littering from a vehicle, improper disposal of waste, and a driving after license suspension.
Sorry, Charlie.
Harold had a lot of things going on. Sentenced to a year of probation, ordered to pay a $1,000 fine. So they kind of slapped him on the wrist there. The bluefin tuna was worth an estimated $10,000. Wow. That is some high-priced tuna right there. It was found in the woods in October of 2017. A tow truck had to be called in to haul it out from the among the trees.
Yikes.
That was a big tuna. What, the guy didn't just throw it back or something? I don't know.
He's an idiot.
Then he probably couldn't sell it to anybody.
I think
market.
Chicken of the Sea probably would have
Somebody
purchased
would have taken it, I hope. All right, 13 couples have filed Japan's first lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the country's rejection of same-sex marriage. Six couples holding banners saying marriage for all Japan walked into Tokyo District Court to file their cases on Valentine's Day. Three couples in Osaka, one couple in Nagoya, and three couples in Sapporo also filed cases against the government. Lawsuit argues that the law violates their constitutional right to equality. Japan dealing with, same-sex marriage. 736 now, Steve and Ted. The news we've been doing on the equipment operators, Kansas Department of Transportation, these trainees come in at $13.33 an hour. That seems a little light to me. Maybe I don't know anything about what they pay for equipment operators, but if you're operating a great big piece of machinery, I think they ought to have a skill level that requires more than that. Of course, these are trainees.
Right, but they are talking. They're talking about those folks.
They train them.
Once they get trained and there's a higher paying job outside of the government, they leave.
And away they go. Wow.
Puts a strain on the state.
So now, if you'd like to work construction, it seems like a Tom Hines saying there, you got some jobs open out there. Now, that's tough work, obviously. You work in some bad weather, you work in some funny conditions, and, if you're out there on a shovel for 8 or 10 hours a day, that's some hard work. But somebody's got to do it, right? You and I aren't going to do that.
We know we're not qualified to do that.
Jed, you operated a tractor for the county, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So this
I was under equipment operator. I was temporary and a part-time employee for him, but yeah, I did.
What's the biggest piece of equipment you operated then? Just a tractor?
This show.
Well, this is tougher than any operation like that.
But no, tractor, A loader at times.
Okay.
Yeah. Road grader, that sort of thing. Maintainer, yeah.
How many gas lines did you rupture?
None. I didn't hit any. I have seen people hit all sorts of things with tractors and such, but I never hit anything.
All right. Equipment operator.
The heaviest piece of machinery I've ever operated would be, you know, a lawn boy.
Yeah.
Or maybe the thing with the claw that reaches down and gets the stuffed toy at,
a restaurant. Those are, that's tough right there. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. You know, you can't beat that game. I couldn't hit it.
Otherwise, keep me away from the mechanical.
The way you defeat that is you get your arm, if you're skinny enough, and reach up in there.
That's your solution?
Then you get stuck and then have to call the police. No. Heavy equipment operators. I'm trying to think that, you know, I've driven a pickup truck, but I guess that's to be about me. I drove a Winnebago one time.
Well, that's
one of those great big things.
That's a little bit of a challenge.
The radio station, we would go out and in the evenings and play basketball against girls' teams. And we were up to, I don't know, Hutch or someplace one time, and we're ready to drive back. And the boss, Bob Freeman, he says, "Well, you want to drive back?" And I said, "Yeah." It scared the heck out of me. I mean, those things are so big. I wanted to get it. I said, after about 5 miles, I said, "Bob, you can take this and go on." That's just big. A Winnebago.
Well, at least you gave it a go.
I gave it a try. 6:39 now, Steve and Ted, time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Wednesday, the entire cattle complex experienced negative trading, new lows for the week, and closed negative. The cattle futures gave up some of the early week gains on profit taken yesterday. The feed yards are still waiting for cash cattle trade to develop. The lean hogs yesterday had mixed trading, and only the front three contracts closed negative. And today at noon is expiration of February lean hog futures. At the close yesterday, April live cattle, 90 cents low at 126.97. March feeders down 87 cents at 143.52, with April lean hogs down 55 cents at 59.77. The corn, soybeans, and Chicago wheat futures all managed to make new highs for the week as they traded up and down on Wednesday. The wheat and corn closed positive, with soybeans on the negative side. The markets are still waiting for new news to give fresh price direction to our grain and soybean prices. March KC wheat at the moment, 2.5 cents lower at 491.5. March corn down 0.75 cents at 378, with March soybeans trading 1.5 cents lower at 915. March crude oil this morning, 50 cents higher, 54.40. April gold, $7.80 lower at $1,307.30. The March S&P, 10.25 points higher at 27.59¾. With March dollar index 9 cents higher at 97.03, and the March Dow Jones futures up 113 points at 25,601. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So, Tom, what's the biggest equipment that you've ever operated?
Oh, several things. Four-wheel drive tractors, combines with 30 and 40-foot headers on them. Caterpillar, Elevate, and Scraper.
Oh, wow.
A lot of different things.
Well, I bet you made $13 an hour, right?
They forgot to pay me a few times.
They forgot to pay you?
Yeah.
Well, combine, it's got to be, combine's kind of an interesting piece of equipment, but I would think if you're just doing a field, it'd kind of get kind of boring, wouldn't it? You have to go in a straight line all the time?
You know, I heard a lot of people tell me that would be boring. In fact, I never found it boring at all. And as far as a straight line, that's much easier now with the guidance control that's in combines and tractors. So that kind of helps keep a straight line. But I never did find it boring. There's a lot of things to be looking at while you're out there in the field that makes a difference down the road on planning. You know, you're always looking at what's going on in the field, how the crops are responding to things. So I never did find it boring.
So if you had air conditioning cab with full stereo, so you could listen to ABBA, and you probably had that big screen TV in there with you as well, right, sir?
Well, we didn't start out with air conditioning and cabs, but yes, we do have them, and I did have them at one time.
Well, I was going to say, I can't imagine you working too hard. Okay. Now every 3 or 4 blocks, you have to get out and clean the front of that thing off of there where the things go round and round out there. You ever get any clogs up there in the blades?
You lost me, Steve.
The blades that go around in the front that cut the wheat, did they ever clog up?
Oh, okay. Well, you've actually got a sickle up there, and what goes around is the reel that pulls it back into the head, and you can clog them up. What really clogs up is back where it threshes at, where the rotor is, like on a Case IH combine. And I remember the first time I ever clogged one up as a kid, my dad showed me how to undo it and told me, next time you do it yourself, and that will keep you from doing it again.
There you go.
And it did work, too, because when you have to undo it yourself, that reminds you to be a lot more careful.
That's
but
right.
It's harder to slug combines now than what it used to be.
All right. Ted?
You got your answer, Steve.
I got an
You're
answer.
Obsessed with clogs, and now Tom filled you in.
I hate it when
gonna
things...
I'm going to take you out to the farm sometime, Steve.
Okay. I'll be there.
Yeah, let's get him his...
You do realize you got to start the ground level with a hoe and a shovel.
I don't know what a hoe is. thank you.
Thank you.
6:43. Steve and Ted. Glenn Miller Orchestra is coming to Wichita Thursday, the 7th of March, Century
we're
2
not
Concert
that
Hall.
Far away from that.
Tickets available at wichita.com. You can register now to win a pair of tickets at knssradio.com. Click contest. 6:43, Steve and Ted coming up. Don Grant, CFP, The Money Tracker with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.